gentlemen, we'd like to do this song, which comes from the island of Hawaii. It was written by a young man by the name of Miki Iwani. The song is entitled Hawaii, 1978. To us people, this song is a very touching song because it tells a story of our ancestors of yesterday and of our society today. Specifically, this song talks about our king and queen. And if they had the chance to come back and walk their land once more, could you imagine, just imagine, how they'd feel or what they'd say about the condominiums and hotels, those that are built upon sacred land? Imagine how they'd feel about the traffic lights and freeways that goes freely throughout the land. Could you imagine yourself watching your king and queen walk the land today, and all of a sudden they come up to a fence with a sign upon it that says, "Keep up, no trespassing." People, how would they feel about Hawaii today? The life of this aina, this land, is perpetuated in righteousness for you and I, the people of Hawaii.
Visit all the islands and saw everything. How would they feel about the changes of our land? Could you just imagine if they were around and saw highways on the sacred grounds? How would they feel about this modern city life?
Would they smile, be content, or would they just cry? Today our generation cries for the gods of the past. We cry for ourselves. Most of all, we cry for the land that was taken away. And yet they call this land, this aina, Hawaii.
Saw traffic lights and railroad tracks. How would they feel about this modern city life? Tears have come from each other's eyes as they would stop to realize.
the islands, now there's condominiums. How would we feel if we saw Hawaii?
Gentlemen, we hope that someday you love this song as much as we do. For it was written for you and I. It was written like this. The life of this Ainu, this land, is perpetuated in righteousness. You and I, the people.